It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Well, it's good to be with you once again for It's a Good Life, and I pray that you would be able to have your Bible open as we study the Word of God together. Today, we want to continue our study in the book of John, and if you were with us the last time we were studying in the first part of John chapter 10, we saw how that Christ is the door of the sheepfold. Now, the sheepfold is where the sheep were kept to be safe from any predators that would come along. And Jesus likens this to himself, that is, he is the door, he is the protector of those people who trust him as Lord and Savior. We are considered his sheep once we get saved, and he is always with us to protect us so that no predator can harm us. And the predator that is most prevalent is the devil and his workers, the devil and the ones who he uses to cause us problems, to cause this world problems. You know, the Bible teaches us that the world lies in the hands of the wicked one. No, that doesn't mean that he's stronger than God. That simply means that God has said, okay, you can do certain things, but there are certain things you cannot do, devil. And those certain things, one of those certain things is you cannot touch my anointed, the people who have trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So as we look at that, we can take heart today because we are in the sheepfold. Jesus Christ is the door, and that's the way we got into the sheepfold, is by trusting him as our Lord and Savior. Well, let's pick up our reading now in John chapter 10. And John makes it clear here that this is a parable that Jesus was speaking. It's a likeness of something, and in this instance, it's a likeness of Jesus Christ. Verse 6 of John 10 says, "This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep." In other words, he's the way that the sheep come in. He's the way that the sheep are protected. He is the door. There's one way in, one way out. He is the door. There is no one that's going to be able to get in there unless Jesus lets them in there, and the ones he lets in there, they are the sheep. And verse 8 says, "All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them." We are safe people. We have the Holy Spirit living within us. And Jesus said that there's a lot of people out there in this world that are deceivers, and they are the same as robbers and thieves because they are trying to take away from the glory of God. They're trying to do away with that, and they want to bring honor and glory to themselves. Well, the Bible tells us that there's one place that these people are going to go, and that is hell, and then into the lake of fire. Verse 8 again says, "All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them." Sheep know the voice of the shepherd. And I made mention last time that sometimes in the olden times, and possibly even today, some other sheep might get mixed in with a shepherd's flock. But when that shepherd speaks, the sheep who are his come out of that flock. They recognize his voice, and the other sheep, they do not hear his voice. And that is the way with a safe person. We hear the voice of God, so we should not, and we don't have to be confused when someone comes along pretending to represent God or Jesus Christ, and they are actually robbers and thieves. They're actually people who want to have the preeminence. They're people who do not really represent God. They simply represent themselves. Well, Jesus once again said in verse 9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." And there it is. This is what he's trying to get across to people who are listening. "He shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture." And I think of Psalm 23, where Jesus said and talks about the green pastures. "He leadeth me beside the still waters," and He gives us the green pastures to feed upon. And these green pastures are found in His Word. We study His Word and we grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. It says there that it shall go in and out and find pasture. We find the food of God within the Word of God, and that is the Bible. Verse 10 says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." We have abundant life today in Jesus Christ. You may be going through a difficult time, and many people in this world are. You may be suffering because of an illness. God says, "I'm with you. I'm going to be with you, and I'll go with you wherever you go." Now, you may be in pain today, but God knows about that. Jesus knows about that. And place your trust in Him. Let God take care of you. And it's not easy sometimes when we stop to feel pain and something is going on in our lives. But we must and we need to depend upon the Lord to bring us through those difficult times. And in fact, let me pray right now. And my prayer is no more powerful than yours as a saved person. But my prayer right now, I want to go to the Father and ask Him to help you today. If you're suffering with pain today, my prayer is not going to heal you or not going to make you well. But I'm going to pray that the Father will hear and He'll help that pain and possibly take it away. Let's pray. Father, I pray just now for that person who is, Lord, I don't know what they're going through at this time. I do not know the pain that they might have. I do not know the sickness that might be there with this person that I'm praying for right now. But I pray for that individual, Lord, that You would touch them. Father, I pray that once again, I cannot, Lord, I know I cannot take that pain away. I know that I cannot heal individuals. But I ask You, Lord, to make that pain a little easier for them, Lord. And if at all possible, take it away from them. Touch their bodies, Lord. Touch them. And help that person today who's suffering, Lord. May You ease that burden. And Father, I pray for that person who has lost a loved one today. I pray for that person, Lord, that I would not have You to take the grief away, but I would ask You, Lord, to make it a little easier. May You ease that pain today of that loved one who has gone on. I thank You, Lord, for saving me. I thank You for saving those who are listening today. I thank You for all of those who have been saved by the preaching of the Word. And I know that Jesus Christ is the Word. He is the one who saves, and I thank You for Him today. Thank You that we're able to look into the Word now, and I pray that You would guide us and lead us into all truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, God is the God of mercy, and I pray for you, and I continue to pray. I may not ever see you, but I know as you listen to this program that I have a connection with you, and God connects with you, especially if you're a born-again person. Now, if you're not born again, God wants to connect with you. He wants to save you today, and you need to enter into the sheepfold. You need to come in by the door, and that door, once again, the Bible's telling us here, the door is Jesus Christ. You can be saved today by admitting you're a sinner and calling upon the name of the Lord. Lord, save me today. I want to serve You. Thank You, Lord, for saving my soul. Now, you can ask God to save you. You must be willing to come His way. Quit going your way. Now, you're not saved by works. It's not by works of righteousness, which we have done according to Titus chapter 3 and verse 5, but it's according to His mercy that He saves us. See, that's the way He saves anyone else or anyone, is through His mercy. And if you'll cast yourself upon Him today and say, "Lord, have mercy upon me. I can't save myself. I'm not good enough to go to heaven. Would You please save me today?" If you'll pray a prayer like that, God will save you. And I'll see you one day in heaven, and we can rejoice together. I may not see you in this world, but I'll see you in the next as we go to be with the Lord, if you trust Him as your Lord and Savior. Well, notice again, in verse 9 of John 10, Jesus said, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Abundant life in Jesus Christ is what He's saying here. Verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. And we know that Jesus Christ did give his life for us. He was crucified. He shed his blood on the cross of Calvary that you and I, saved people, so you and I could enjoy the riches that he offers us. Jesus Christ gave his life. He shed his blood on the cross. He died for every person in this world if they would simply acknowledge that and simply receive him as Lord and Savior. He says here, I will lay down my life for my sheep. Verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. He did that. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. Well, Jesus Christ has already told us, I mean, he's told us in so many places, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He's not going to run away when the going gets tough. He's going to be there with us. The Holy Spirit is living with us. And as we read these verses, we know that he is the door. He is the shepherd. He is the one who takes care of us. Now, those people who come along and they claim to represent God, and I'm thinking of that so-called pastor today who is not listening to God, possibly never have been saved, that person, when the going gets tough, they run. They get away. They leave the sheep. And the sheep, what happens to them? They scatter. We see that so many times in churches today, how that someone would come and cause discord within the church, maybe not even the pastor, but someone comes in and they cause discord. And what happens? The sheep scatters. But Jesus says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We need to depend upon the Lord wherever we're at. And we need to listen to his voice. And we need to stay true to the Lord. And look at those individuals who represent God. And if they do not measure up to God's standard in his word, that's how we judge. It's not our judgment. It's the word of God. And as we read and study the word of God, we see individuals who come in and they do not represent God. And we'll be able to tell those individuals apart from those who are true. Those people who are false will be known by the word of God. We need to stay close to the Lord in prayer, stay close to the Lord in his word. Well, the Bible says that the hireling fleeth in verse 13, because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. There are some individuals today who take a pastorate of a local church. It's just a job to them. The Bible says that that pastor who is truly of God comes into that church as the under-shepherd of the Lord. They come there as a ministry, not as a job, but as a ministry as unto the Lord. They're not there simply to receive a salary. Now, they must live. The church will take care of that individual if they're doing what they're supposed to do. But they are not there as a hireling. In other words, a church should never have the intentions or the attitude, we're going to hire a pastor. No. You need to pray that God will place a pastor there that is an under-shepherd of the Lord Jesus Christ, a shepherd who is going to watch out for you. Churches need to take heed and call the man of God, to whom God has sent to them. Do you know him today as your Lord, as your shepherd? If not, ask him to come into your heart today. And if you do know him, you need to cast your care upon him because he cares for you. We have nothing to fear today. Those of us who know him as Lord and Savior, we have everything to rejoice over and to be glad because he is our shepherd. He is taking care of us no matter where we're at.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.